Blog Talk Radio.
Keeping them at arm's length and forbidding them.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can, if you would like, you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. And I want to apologize for the interruption of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Praise be to God. We are back on air today, and to God be the glory. So at this time, I'll say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God is worthy.
Amen. Praise be to God. I'd like to pray a prayer to bless your hearts. In Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, verse 6, verse 11, verse 13, and verses 17 through 18. And it says, "The Lord triumphs. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you? Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. You will bring them in and plant them on the mountains of your inheritance, the place, O Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, your hands established. The Lord will reign forever and ever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
I'll live for you.
I'll die.
Yeah, the Lord always before me. Because he's on my right hand, I shall not be moved. I bless your name. The Lord with me, somebody. Forever we love you. Forever we live to worship you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus.
I live for you. Heaven, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for giving me another chance to live and to enjoy the beauty of your creation. Fill my heart with your love, peace, hope, and most especially your holy presence. I surrender my everything to you. Please guide and protect me and my family today. I ask all this through Christ, our Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. I hope you are enjoying our inspirational music and our prayers. To God be the glory.
I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, miracle. provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, mender. I am Alpha Omega. Your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible things. That's who I am. Just let me be.
God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby. She laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Body's rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says. Somebody say, I am. what?
I am.
He can bring you out no matter what it looks like.
I am.
Say, I am.
I am.
One more time, say, stop, say.
I am.
Just lean on him because
amen, 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 amen. A faithful steward. From basic necessities to cars, from supporting causes to vacations, the way we handle money reveals a lot. What has God entrusted to you? Do you have food in your cupboard and decent clothes for the family? Are you able to buy some luxuries such as jewelry and going out to dinner? Financial responsibility is part of what God calls you to. The issue isn't how much or how little wealth you have, but how faithful a steward you are of what he has given you. 1 John 2:15 says, do not love the world or the things in the world. I encourage you to do a Bible study on the numerous scriptures that gives wise advice on handling money, and put into practice what you learn. As you live for the Lord's purpose and by his principles, you'll find contentment. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father, show me how you want me to spend my money. Open my eyes to the needs of people you want me to help. I want to find the right balance between providing for my family and helping others. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God, a faithful steward. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And again, at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. And at this time, I will play another selection. After the selection, I will come back with our devotional message for this evening. Praise be to God.
In the heavens and on earth, in the and all their death, Lord, you're greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain. Lord, you're greater, greater than all.
Devotional message for this evening, which is entitled Already Loved. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 15 verse 9 in the NIV Bible. And it says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Praise God. Today, realize that God loves you fully and completely, as much as he can ever possibly love you. He accepts you unconditionally, enjoys spending time with you, and even likes you as a person. You are his child. He warns you against sin because it hurts you, and he doesn't want to see you wounded. But whenever you sin, he stands ready with open arms to forgive you, 1 John 1 and 9. You cannot be saved any more than you have already been by Jesus. He has completely redeemed you. Amen. Hallelujah. When Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave, he paid the entire penalty for your sins. There's no more sacrifice required. You were utterly forgiven the moment you accepted Jesus as your Savior. There's nothing more you need to do to earn God's approval. So then, why live a godly Christian life? First, to say thank you for the great gift Jesus has given. Second, to show him love in return. And third, to be his representative to this lost world. But also, so you can take hold of all the blessings God has already given you. Amen? Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you that we don't have to earn your approval. Help us live a life that glorifies you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever.
forever and ever. Amen.
Almighty,
which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God loves you dearly. In Malachi 1 and 2 says, I have loved you, says the Lord. But you ask, how have you loved us? People who have been hurt or broken by life tend to have a problem acknowledging that God is a God of love. You must remember that the love of God is boundless and infinite. It is an unconditional, limitless, eternal love in comparison to our love that is of a passing nature. God's love and care for us is based on that which is good for us. Amen. Not only now, but in the future as well. The extent of God's love is so infinite that he is by your side in every situation of life. He waits to support and help you, to console you, to help you overcome stumbling blocks, and to be your shepherd. Amen. Praise be to God. There is none other like him. Let us pray. Thank you, God of love, that we will sit down one day at the feast of the Lamb, because we love you, and you love us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. And again, at this time, I will play another selection. I do hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music during this Sabbath period. Praise God.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. Heavenly
8-9 in the ESV Bible says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. To God be the glory for the reading of his word. Amen. Do you ever say to yourself, once I get fill in the blank, then I'll be happy? I bet many of us have thought this at one time or another. Maybe it was once I find the one, or once I get married, or once I land my dream job. The problem here is that once we get whatever it is, we always start looking for what's next. We don't say, okay, I'm happy now, never mind anything else. We look ahead for the next thing, event, or person to make us happy. If you're feeling that way now, ask yourself this question. What am I waiting for? You see, we're not guaranteed that thing, event, or person we are looking toward, so why not ask God to change your perspective? Ask him to help you see the good things, events, and people already in your life. He can help you concentrate on the good that surrounds you at this very moment. Amen? You could also try looking back at all the wonderful things God has already provided in the past. When our happiness is dependent upon how others treat us or how fun the next event on our calendar is going to be, we waste our time thinking of what is to come and not enjoying what is there in the present. Amen. God wants to see you happy. He really do. He wants you to enjoy life. He really do. Ask him to help you capture your thoughts of what might happen tomorrow and turn them into gratitude of what is happening today. He doesn't want you wasting away and waiting for something else. It's easy to feel happy when you're reminded of whose you are. You are a daughter of God. He has amazing plans for your life. even though you may not be able to see them right now, you can find happiness in knowing that you can trust the creator of the universe with your future. Praise be to God. We are reminded in Psalms 37 and 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. God knows our heart and our desires. We have to trust in him. And as we are reminded in the Psalms, delight ourselves in the Lord. You got this. Praise be to God. Allow yourself to find happiness where you are today. While we all have desires and plans for our future, our happiness comes from trusting God in every season. As humans, we naturally look to what's next, what's something you can delight in today that God has provided for you already. Let's follow the scripture and delight yourselves in the Lord. Thank him for what he has given you and open the desires of your heart to him. Listen for his movement in your heart. You got this. Amen. Praise be to God. You got this. Let us pray. A heart of love. Lord, when my eye confronts my heart and I realize that you have filled my heart with love, with your love, I am breathless with amazement. Once my heart was so small in its vision, so narrow in its compassion, so weak in its zeal for truth, then you chose to enter my heart. And now in my heart, I can see you. I can love all your people. And I have courage to proclaim the truth of your gospel to everyone and anyone. Like wax before a fire, my heart has melted under the heat of your love. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play two more selections, and after those two selections, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, let's assemble. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God? My God is
sustaining
me.
Sustains me
late in the midnight hour.
Sustains me.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Thank you, Lord.
Our God is able, amen.
Amen, amen.
He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yes. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Let's sing it. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Yeah.
yeah. I came to let you know. He is able. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
And my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes. Rest my head, but God is bigger. Hey, yeah. So I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible for God. He's able.
Look at your neighbor, tell him he's able. Come on, say he's able. He's able. Say able. Say able. Say able. Say able. Say what you see. Oh, able.
Able.
Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able.
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 my God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yes. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. He's God that makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is. Yes he is. Oh, I know, I know. I can't let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
No, because it's on Facebook. The whole screen is shaded, right? And then it has three different window things on it. One has a blue square, and in the blue square it says Windows Defender Security Warning. Access to this computer is blocked for security. Your computer has been reported to be infected with the whatever all the stuff that you told me. So it's and then
okay,
the second screen.
You read me the message.
Yes.
I got it. You don't have to read me again. I got it.
Okay.
Now I said to look on the top, extreme top left hand corner of your screen.
Yes.
What do you see on the extreme top left hand side?
Okay. It is on the top of the screen has Facebook with the magnifying glass, search Facebook. Then it has the lady's picture, who I don't know, maybe she's the one that did it. And it says underneath this, friends, pages, videos, memories, save, and the arrow down to see more, and your shortcuts. And at the way,
okay.
All the way
now
at the bottom.
The okay, I got it. Now look on the top, extreme top right-hand corner of the screen.
Yes.
You can see the date and the time of the day.
No. No, all of that is blocked out.
Okay. Then look on the keyboard again, on the top left side of the keyboard. The first key that you see is ESC, escape.
Yes. Yes, I see that.
Okay. You have to press that escape button down for 5 seconds and then release it.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay.
Now do you see it brought up the date, the time of the day on the top right-hand corner of the screen?
Yes.
Okay. Now, date time is on the top right side. Now, look on the top left side of the screen. You will see there is an apple symbol.
Yes.
And next to apple
is fire.
What do you see?
Firefox, files, edit.
Okay, Firefox, file. Yes, click on file. I want you to click on file.
On files? Okay.
Yes.
I clicked it.
drops down a list of options, like new window, new tab, new private window,
yes,
and so on.
Okay.
So I want you to click on new window. Click on new window.
New window. Got it. Okay, and Firefox came up.
Now, on this Firefox page,
yes,
on the very top,
yes,
there's a space where you can type an address.
Yes.
Like it says search or enter a web address.
Yes.
So over there, you will type an address, which I'm going to spell you out, and this will quickly connect your computer to the technical department so the technician can fix this computer for you now. Okay?
Okay.
So type in there,
mm-hmm,
www.3w.com.
Is it capital W's or small W's?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. www. Dot.
Then P like tango.
Wait, you're going too fast. T? Did
yes, T like tango.
T?
Then P like echo.
T, say that again.
After T, it's E like Edward.
E. T E.
Then A like apple.
A.
Then M like Mike.
M.
V like Victor.
V.
I like indigo.
I.
E like Edward.
E.
W like white.
W.
E like Edward.
E.
And R like Romeo.
Ara.
Dot com. Dot C-O-M.
Dot C-O-M. Okay.
Now hit the return. Enter key on your keyboard.
Okay. All right. It came up, Jesus. Remote access plus asset management.
Right. Now, if you look on the bottom of the screen, there
yes,
is an option or a message, accept all cookies.
Okay, let me see. Okay, accept all cookies. Click on that.
Click on it. Yes.
I did. Then
now, look on the top right-hand side of the page, on the top right side,
yes,
there's a bar where it's written free download.
Yes. Click on that.
Click on that free download. Yes. Click on it once.
Okay.
Then you will see another page.
Yes.
On this page, you would see there are three choices. The first choice is TeamViewer free. And below TeamViewer free, there is a box that says download now. So click on that download now.
Okay. All right.
And it opens up another page that says download the latest version of TeamViewer.
Yes.
Now on this page at the bottom you see some logos like Windows, Mac OS, Linux, you see all these options.
Yes.
So you have to click on Mac OS.
Mac.
Click on Mac OS.
I did.
And after you click on Mac OS, now go.
But it didn't do anything.
A little in the page.
It didn't, sorry, it didn't do anything when I clicked on the Mac OS.
I was about to tell you.
Yeah.
I was about to tell you.
Uh-huh.
After you have clicked on Mac OS,
yes,
you need to scroll the page little down,
okay,
and you will see an option called Team Viewer.
Yes.
Quick Support.
Yes.
And just to the right of Team Viewer Quick Support,
yes,
there's a box that says Download. So click on that download once.
Okay.
Now, do you see it says allow or cancel? Any message popped up there?
When I clicked on it, it says TeamView QSD, QS.DMG complete 34.9 MB. And then it has the, I will click on show all downloads.
No, don't click on show all downloads. Rather, you just click the name itself. Team Viewer QSDMG.
Yes.
Just double click that name.
Double click.
It will get open.
Okay. It says opening Team Viewers. Oh, and then it disappeared. Then it goes Team Viewer Quick Support. Please double click the icon to start.
The icon. Yes.
What's the icon?
Yes. Now you see there's an icon. It's a blue box with an arrow.
Yes.
Going either direction.
Uh-huh.
That's the icon.
Yes.
So you need to give a double click on that arrow inside the box.
Okay. I double click, but it didn't do anything.
Wait, it will open.
Okay. Oh my God, I don't even get to preach my ministry tonight because of this nonsense with these. I will never open up another window of anything.
Okay.
Okay.
It didn't open anything yet, right?
No. It's, no. If you want to receive support, TeamView Quick Support, no, that's underneath that. So you want me to double click it again?
Yes. Double click it again.
Okay, now it went. I'm waiting. Okay. TeamViewer Quick Support is an application download from the internet. Are you sure you want to open it?
Yes, click on open.
Open.
Yes, click on open.
Okay. Okay. All right. So it's showing your ID. 1774875.
Okay. You see the
there? And the password is I9I4.
No, wait. You have to read me the ID number first and then the password. I need both. So
oh, okay.
The ID first and then the password.
All right. It's one. The ID number is 1774875124.
And the password?
I9I4H7.
Is this H like Henry?
Yes.
All right. Just a moment. I'm connecting the computer now to the customer service.
Okay.
And apart from you, are there any other person who uses the computer, or is it just you?
Well, my desktop, I'm the only one uses it. Because I live alone, so I'm the only one uses the computer.
and what do you basically use the computer for?
Mostly for ministry, you know, church service, Zoom, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. But anything personal, like paying bills?
No,
shopping,
no.
Playing games?
No. None of those things.
And have you ever had any problem like this before?
No, never. This is the first time in all the years that I have had this computer, because I basically use it for ministry. Awaiting authority.
Yes, now you will see my name. I am connecting your computer.
Okay.
So you will see my name on the top right side in the box, Michael. I hope you can see my name there on the box, Michael.
I'm looking, but I don't see Michael. Oh, yes. Now I see you on the left-hand side.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's my name in the box.
Okay.
Okay, now I'll tell you what you have done wrong so that you get aware and you will not do it again.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is what you have done when you were on Facebook. I'm taking you back to your Facebook page.
Yes.
And
okay, there I am.
All right.
So what I did,
now,
yes.
You see this message?
Yes.
I know. Let me guess.
Mm-hmm.
You could have clicked on this one.
Yes, I did.
How I know, we have dealt with many other customers.
Okay.
And it's been going on for more than a month.
Wow.
It's affected many other people.
Oh.
Now, who is that? This looks like a message in Messenger, but it is not. Why? Check this out. It says ad, hide ad, report ad. So it means it's just a bad advertisement.
Oh.
So for you to understand this,
yes.
Whenever you see this word on Facebook sponsored,
yes.
Below sponsored, you will not click anything. You will not click anything.
Okay.
Because if you have a message from someone, it will show you here on the top where it says messenger.
Okay.
Not here.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So as you were not aware, you clicked on it.
Yes.
And that is when this page came and put a lock on your screen.
Right.
Now this page says that you have downloaded spyware. Do you know what is a spyware? Or
no.
How dangerous it could be?
No,
I
don't.
Any idea?
No.
Okay. Like you can make it out from its name, spyware. It starts with the word spy. So someone can get into the computer, spy in your computer, use your computer when you're not around, and take your information out. Which
oh
could be anything that
God
you have in your computer. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And what this spyware has done, I'll show you right now.
Okay.
It has turned off your security system. I'm going to find it out. see?
Firewall.
See, the firewall is off.
Uh-huh.
And it tells you this computer's firewall is currently turned off. All incoming connection to this computer are allowed. That means anybody or everybody can get into your computer.
Oh my God.
Right? So this security has to be fixed. And not only that, the reason why this warning message came and it put a lock, it's because already we have found there are a few people from different locations who tried to access your computer. And we have found their traces in your computer now. See this? Look here. Just a moment. All right, see this here. You see what I've highlighted?
Yes. Foreign address.
Foreign address.
Yes.
Right. And see this old face active?
Yes.
Internet?
Yes.
Connection. The local address is you. That is your internet address. But foreign address is something coming from outside in your computer. And these are those people who are trying to establish a connection with your computer.
Oh.
So in simple and short, the message that you tried to hit on, it put multiple problems called virus, which has turned off the firewall security system or made it corrupted. And that's why these intruders are trying to get into the computer. That is when this warning message came and it put a lock on the screen.
Yes.
That you should not use this computer or else your data can be compromised. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to start the work on to get this fixed. And what I can see, this is a 2015 MacBook that you're using.
Yes.
And you never had a problem like this before.
No, now, never.
Why didn't you put any extra securities in your computer? Because I found that you are using this computer with the security, whatever it came with the computer from Apple, but you have not shown any initiative to put any securities in your computer. So probably that could be the reason why you have a breach in your computer. So just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, please get a pen and a paper handy. I'm going to give you some contact details.
Okay.
All right.
Ready? Thank you, because I can't hardly see it anymore. Oh, that's better.
There you are.
Mm-hmm.
Just write this down.
Write all that stuff?
Everything. Yes. Because with this information, with this contact details, you can call us back again if you need help in the future for your computer.
Extension 17. 0 3 2. Got it. Can you leave it large like that?
Number 8. Sure, I will.
Thank you.
So this is a number where you can call any day, because this number works 7 days a week.
Okay.
You can call any day whenever there's a problem in your computer. And this service is called Tech Serve IP Support.
Okay.
It's just like Best Buy or Geek Squad, not Apple. And that's my name, Michael Mendes. If you want to talk to me in this number, just have to ask for extension.
Okay.
Now this will take 1 hour for us to get this fixed. So the time out there is almost 7:45. So you have to leave this computer now, and we shall get back to you by 8:45. We will get back to you by 8:45. But in case if the word gets done before than that, we will get back to you then. So you just have to wait and leave this computer.
So I just leave everything as is?
Yes. Yeah, just leave it on and don't use it. Now, these securities which I'm recommending you for the future protection, because you do not have these securities in the computer. So one is called anti-spyware that protects the computer from these problems, a protection from spyware. That is number one. Number two is a network firewall. And by the way, apart from this computer, do you use an iPhone or any smartphone or iPad?
Yeah.
Is it connected on the same internet connection?
Everything is on all together.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, same Wi-Fi.
Okay. Now, for the next 1 hour, you cannot use your Wi-Fi in your phone or anywhere, because these things have got spread on your internet and can affect your phone softwares or your iPad or anything else. If it is off, then it's fine.
Yeah, they're off.
They should not be used.
Well, that's the phone, because I'm talking to you on it, and the computer.
Fine, but you are talking to me on the phone.
On myself.
You're not using internet for this call. You're just making a call on us. So that's fine. So not to worry. And let me close your Facebook page, because reading your Facebook can create more problems. And one thing to let you know,
yes,
Elda, that there will be a technician charge there to fix the computer, because right now your computer is nowhere in that any warranty. Okay? There's no warranty out there for Apple. So there would be a one-time fee that will cost you $299.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
To fix the computer and to fix your internet.
But then...
Why does it cost? I'll let you know. Just a moment. Here.
Wait, I'm trying to write all this in.
Every Mac comes with a limited warranty from Apple and up to 90 days of complimentary telephone technical support. So altogether, Apple gives you a 15-month of standard warranty.
Why are you breaking up? Excuse me, I can't hear you because you sound muffled. Is that due to the...
Am I still... Am I still breaking up?
Yes.
Okay, is it better now?
A little bit. It's
okay. So, I'm writing it on the screen. I'm writing something on the screen. Or...
Oh my God, I can't believe this. I'm on a, this is not in my budget. I'm on a fixed income. Jesus. Tax plus tech fee. And you're not from Apple? Hello?
Your Apple support is here. I provided you, yeah, I provided you my information. It's called TechServe IT support. It is not within the support. It's the support for Apple. This is like a threat warranty support.
Oh, man. Your Apple warranty.
See,
I don't like giving my credit card out on, but I need my computer fixed because I have to do my ministry. And how long is this warranty thing is for?
No, the warranty that you had, it was for 15 months.
Yes, I understand.
That has expired a long time ago.
Right. I'm talking about what you're going to do now. What are you going to...
We are just fixing the computer.
Okay.
We are just fixing the computer. See, it's mentioned a one-time fix.
One-time fix.
Okay, so we are fixing the computer. Yes. Now, we don't sell warranty. We provide securities, and these are the two securities which I've mentioned. If you can purchase it, if you can afford it, then you can get a free support for your computer. That is something additional and free of cost. So that is something you're going to get. But these two securities will cost you more. It will cost you $400+. Okay?
$400 for these two?
Chargeable securities. Yes, $400. Yes, $400 plus tax and tax fee. Okay, let me write this down for you. It's called 1 year security. And that will cost you $399 plus tax, plus tax fee.
So you're talking about $700. I don't have that kind of money.
No. If you go for this security, you will not pay the one-time fix. This one-time fix will not be charged. One-time fix means it's just to fix the computer for the day. This is the charge that you have to pay. But if you purchase these two securities, the anti-spyware and network firewall, you only have to pay $399 plus tax and tax fee. But this one-time fix will not be charged from you.
So you're saying that I would have to get the 1 year security for the 12 months to for you to fix the computer and to put in the fire, the whatever that is.
Yes, that is true. That is true. But if you just want to fix the computer, but you cannot afford the network firewall on the anti-spyware, then you have to pay only $299 plus tax and tech fee. In this, your computer will be fixed, but you will not get this network firewall or this anti-spyware. 1 year security will give you the network firewall, the anti-spyware, plus today's services will be included in that, and you don't have to pay this one-time fix on top of the $399. So you can fix the computer with the securities or without the securities. And in this security, you are getting 12 months of complimentary support. It's not an extended warranty, but it's just like warranty. So that means in 12 months, the next 1 year, if you face any problem again, we will repair it up for free of cost. You have to call us, and we will fix it up for free of cost for you.
So if I just...
You can get it fixed.
Okay, so if I just get the computer fixed, and then get the because this is an Apple computer, so then I would need the Apple software or whatever they call it. Because what software is this company? I mean, like, is this is Windows or if you're not Apple, then
this is not Windows.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, this is not Apple, this is not Windows computer, it's an Apple product. You're using a MacBook. Now, this number that you have called, it came on your screen from your security.
Right.
And this is not Apple, this is called TechServe IP Support. TechServe IP Support is an independent customer service who provides services online for all Apple computers and iPads. So we provide the services. When there is a warranty, you get your service done for free.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't have the warranty, then you have to pay for it. So let me make it very short and simple.
Yeah.
If you just want to fix the problem, you just have to pay this money for fixing the computer. But if you want the security, then you have to pay $399 plus tax and tech fee, and in that, this services will be done, and there is no charge, plus anti-spyware and network firewall both will be given for 1 year each. But you don't have to pay this one-time fix.
So I just paid it.
You will not get the firewall, not that spyware.
So just with
the problem either way.
With the 1 year security is $399 plus tax, and I would get the anti spyware and the network firewall.
That is right.
So I would get everything for $399 plus the tax.
That is right. Plus, you are getting a 12 months of complimentary support. That means today is April the 5th,
yes.
2024.
Right.
So this service will be valid till April the 4th, 2025. During this period, if you face any problem anytime, you don't have to call anyone. You don't have to pay anyone. You just call this number, 844-653-3399,
yes.
And we fix your problem for nothing. You don't have to pay any time in this next 1 year whenever there's a problem.
Jesus
okay?
Christ.
So that's
okay.
Something called complimentary support. Now you have to decide how you want to get this fixed.
Well, I have to sacrifice and just do the 1 year with everything for the 12 months. Because I need my computer because this is my job. And I have to have the computer. And from now on, I will not ever click on anything that I don't understand.
Well, absolutely, I understand your concern. And as this is your computer which you use for job, so that's the reason we are providing you this backup. So from now on, if anything goes wrong, you will be have one thing in your mind that I don't have to call anyone. If I have a problem, I will call, check my supervisory support to this number, and
right.
they will take care of my problem for nothing.
Right.
Okay,
and so it will be just for this computer. It doesn't...
This computer, yes, this computer only.
All right. So what I do now?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you. Just a while ago, you were talking about some credit card. I think you were trying to pay the money using the credit card. Is that correct?
Yes, because I don't have cash money.
No. Neither you. I'm not asking you to use the cash. Can you pay this amount using your check if you have a check for accounts?
I don't have checks.
Safer.
I don't do checks. I only do my credit card.
But do you? Okay. I'm not stopping you, but there is a problem.
What's...
If you want to use your credit card, I'm not going to stop you. But the thing is that you have no firewall security in your computer. So at this point of time, if you want to use your credit card, you have to put your credit card number or other information of the card online in the computer. So putting any payment information on the computer online is not secure because we have found multiple foreign connections who are right now connected to your internet. So because of this only, I'm saying don't use a credit card. Otherwise, you could abuse it for payment. So what I was telling you, if you have a check, you can write a check. And I'm not the right person because I'm not from the billing. I'm a technician. So I would not be able to help you on that. I will be transferring the call to the billing, where the billing officer will come on the call. He will give you all our company's details. And on that detail, you will just issue a check. You have to write a physical check, which will be processed, and where you don't have to put any check information in the computer.
But you're not understanding me.
Without disclosing your information on the computer.
I understand all of that, but I don't have checks.
You don't have a check.
Don't have check at all.
Then just a moment. I have to take her authorization that as you don't have any other modes of payment, you just have a credit card.
That's
Can
it.
We use the card online for the payment? So just stay online with me. And do you have a debit card beside a credit card?
I have a debit card, but there's nothing in the account.
Okay. Okay, please type your name there. In the meantime, I have sent a request to the security department. Let's see if they approve it. So please type your name on the screen.
The full name?
Yes, full name.
Can't believe this. In all my life, I have never been in any predicament like this. go. As angry as I am right now, sit down and don't bother me. Almost damn near $500, man. That's a lot of money to fix a computer. I might as well buy a new computer.
Thanks, Hilda, for being on hold. This is Michael back once again for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Hilda, I apologize for the long holds.
No problem.
I apologize for the long hold. Now, what the security department has decided, first they are going to start the work in your computer.
Yeah.
And then they won't take the payment from you. Okay?
They won't take it?
No, I'm saying first the technicians are going to fix the problem and then you're going to pay for it. not right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So now you can hang up the call and leave this computer and don't use it. Once it's fixed, I'm going to get back to you. All right?
You have my phone number?
I think I do.
Okay.
Is this a number? Should I get back to you from which we are calling us?
Yes. That's why, because you you didn't ask for the number. That's why I'm saying you have the number. Anyway, it's caller ID. Okay. You see the number?
Okay, so you can hang up the call and leave the computer, and I'm going to get back to you once it's fixed, okay?
Okay.